being spirit-led is really about how do I operate from a place of flow? How do I lean into the things that feel good for me? How do I lean into the things that truly excite me and ignite me and I'm so passionate about, because it is just naturally a part of who I am. You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. Now, if you're brand new here, let me tell you what you've just stepped into. We are a community of purpose chasers worldwide who understand that wealth is not just about money and material possessions. We understand, we believe, we are rooted in the original 12th century definition of wealth, which says it's about the condition of well-being. And so around here, I like to speak from the six pillars of wealth. And these are the areas of life that impact your finances even when you're not thinking about it. Even when you're not thinking about it, all the other parts of your life actually are doing more in the background for your finances than you looking at a budget or checking your credit. And so if you want to learn more about the six pillars of wealth, I want to encourage you to go take the Redefining Wealth quiz. It's a quick 2-minute quiz that's going to help you figure out which pillar you may need to lean into in this season to really start improving your finances in a more holistic way. And it's at patricewashington.com/quiz. Now, super excited about this episode because we're talking about the work pillar, and the work pillar is about living your life's purpose. And one of the things that I always end up sharing in some form or fashion is that I'm a spirit-led entrepreneur. And just recently, I got notified that I am getting an award. I'm getting the Alumni Merit Award from Creighton University. This is the place where I earned my MBA in behavioral finance and financial psychology. And as I was on the call with the ladies who are part of the committee that are bringing, you know, alumni like myself in and planning all of the activities and festivities, I got a little teary-eyed because I started to just talk about the fact that I love what I do so much that it's never really been a thing about getting awards. While I'm grateful for the recognition and I'm grateful for, you know, the awards that I've received for my books, for the podcast, and now just as an alumni from Creighton University, everything for me has been all about spirit. And I talk about being a spirit-led entrepreneur so much. And they were like, Patrice, this is why you got the award. This is exactly why, because you lead with your spirit. And I thought it would be so great in celebration of just knowing that this award ceremony is coming in August that I share some of the lessons that I've learned as a spirit-led entrepreneur. So that's what we're going to do today, right after this affirmation of the week.
You know, you gotta speak positivity into your life, into your day. Yeah. You gotta affirm positivity. You gotta affirm abundance. You gotta affirm yourself to wealth.
This week's affirmation is, great opportunities always come my way. I wake up each day expecting new, exciting, and lucrative opportunities to be presented to me. I remain open to the possibilities of my limitless potential. I prepare myself for new opportunities by not clouding my time with fruitless people or activities. I am always ready to take on new projects that produce financial abundance, personal satisfaction, and professional growth. I prepare myself to be in position to receive these opportunities by ensuring that I'm clear about my goals and able and willing to communicate them to the people I choose to surround myself with. Declare with me today, great opportunities always come my way. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the affirmation. So, what does it mean to be spirit-led to me? First of all, I just want to start by saying one of the pillars that I am really, really fond of, really rooted in, although I love them all, is the faith pillar. And as I have grown in my faith and learned to really trust what I feel in my spirit, that is what I use to guide and direct my steps. And I truly believe in God ordering your steps. And I believe that trusting my spirit and not always looking to everyone else's information, but leaning into my God-given intuition is what has created the success in my life. And I know oftentimes, especially in this community of purpose chasers, where people are always asking me about how to build their business and how to grow their brands and their platforms, and they want to be podcasters and speakers. One of the questions I always ask back to people is, what is your spirit saying? Because you're trying to get me to validate your idea or to give you the step-by-step instructions. And the truth is, while people can give you a framework, at the end of the day, if you consider yourself to be a person of faith in some form or fashion, I really believe that your calling and what you feel led to do is going to be informed by that. And so this is why we talk about chasing purpose, not money, right? Really looking to utilize your gifts, your talents, the things that you were given freely at birth to use to produce wealth, that you leverage those instead of being in a season of or a posture of always trying to force and manipulate and control and make things happen. Being spirit-led is really about, how do I operate from a place of flow? How do I lean into the things that feel good for me? How do I lean into the things that truly excite me and ignite me and I'm so passionate about, because it is just naturally a part of who I am. I don't have to force myself to contort or conform into anything else to please other people or to participate in the marketplace. And so here are some of the lessons that I've learned as I've been unpacking this, I would say again, posture of being a spirit-led entrepreneur. So the very first thing that I want to share is that being spirit-led still requires strategy, but strategy does not trump authenticity. Let me say that again. Being spirit-led still requires some form of strategy, right? You want to have maybe structure. You want to get coaching. You want to get mentorship. You would love to get a framework. I believe in this wholeheartedly. This year alone, coming into 2023, I have 4 different coaches who have supported me, and I've spent $166,000 in coaching. You're looking at someone who believes in the power of coaching and mentorship, and no, not just the free kind where you're saying, can I pick your brain? I believe that if someone possesses an idea, a strategy, a framework, a methodology of some kind that is going to make my journey smoother and simpler and allows me to get the answers that I need sooner, quicker, faster, then I am always down to invest. But I also have learned that I have the right to reject any advice that's not in alignment with my assignment. And so while I appreciate the information, I do not allow that to trump my intuition. This week's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. In the daily pursuit of financial success, we face stress, anxiety, and burnout, which all take a toll on our mental well-being. But what if we told you that prioritizing mental health is the key to building real wealth? In a world where success is often measured just by material wealth, we often forget the most crucial asset of all. It's our mental health. And at Redefining Wealth, we believe that true prosperity begins from within. That's why we've partnered with BetterHelp. Because studies show that when we nurture our minds, we unlock our fullest potential, productivity, and yes, success. Not just at work, but even in creating healthier relationships. Remember, real wealth is more than just numbers. It's about finding balance and fulfillment. And BetterHelp can support you in doing just that. This therapy is entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And yes, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. For the betterment of your mind and money, find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/RW today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RW. So being a spirit-led entrepreneur for me has looked like understanding that, yes, strategy is important, but I will take someone's framework and still filter it through my personality, my core values, the people that I serve, and how I want to show up in the marketplace. And I think sometimes the reason that we struggle so much is because we're trying to force ourselves into other people's boxes. even if something worked perfectly for someone else, if you're my client and something worked perfectly for me, ultimately you still have to run it through the filter of how does it feel for you? Because whenever we try to contort and conform ourselves into someone else's framework, for me, it's always been a recipe for disaster. I'm not going to lie. Doesn't matter how many millions of dollars someone says they made doing it that way. That is true. It's very true. But there might be still elements of it that just don't resonate with my spirit. And if it doesn't, I don't have to demonize myself and I don't have to demonize the mentor or coach. It's just a matter of really being clear about what works for me and what doesn't. What you have to have as a spirit-led entrepreneur is a mindset of abundance. When you have a mindset of scarcity, that mindset says, if I don't do every single thing, and if they don't answer every single question, this is going to fail. No, this is where your intuition kicks in, because I believe one thing can change everything. With some of my coaches, I have yet to use 100%, 90%, maybe even 60% of what they've laid out. I've taken the information and the education and I've applied Patrice to it. I've applied my wisdom. I've applied my spirit, what my feelings are towards it, to make it my own. So strategy does not trump authenticity, although it is necessary, but it's the way that you go about it. If you want to live a more abundant life and a more abundant idea, it can't be that you have to nitpick every single thing and have every single step before you move forward. It's like, give me the essence of it and let me add my own essence to it. So that's the first lesson I would share with you. The second lesson I would share with you, as a spirit-led entrepreneur, I've had to learn how to align my offers and also how I offer. So similarly to when we're seeking out mentors and coaches and all those things, there's going to be no shortage of things that you can do in the marketplace. It goes without saying there are a million and one ways to generate revenue in this world. And the online world has made that even easier. Now we have AI and we have all this technology. There's no shortage of ways to make money, right? But if you're only forcing yourself to go down a certain path because you think it will be lucrative, you have to be careful with that. Because if it doesn't feel in alignment, what I have found through my years of supporting people is that most financial mismanagement comes from a lack of fulfillment. And we are constantly doing things that are not in alignment and don't feel fulfilled. You're going to try to fill the void by buying people or buying things. And so you may be pursuing something because you go, oh, well, there's a lot of money in that. Right. But if you're not aligned with the people that are served in that way, if it's not in alignment with your natural gifts and talents, if it's not in alignment with just what you feel called to do in the marketplace, yes, you can make money. Of course you can. But you will also spend it very quickly trying to fill the void. So think about that. Every time I've had a failed launch, and please know, while I've done very well, I've taken many L's. And I always say my L's are not losses. They're just lessons. But some of the lessons that I have learned is that when I'm not aligned with what I want to offer, it's a struggle. It just doesn't go well. It's a struggle. And even in this season, I'll be fully transparent. One of the programs that I've run for many years, you may remember this if you're an OG listener of the podcast, was Purpose to Platform. Very, very proud of Purpose to Platform. We have helped, I think, in Purpose to Platform, 400 to 500 entrepreneurs in 3 years, from 2019 through 2022. And it's a seven-figure line of business all day. It created multiple seven figures. And yet, as I was nearing the end of 2022 and after my divorce and all the conversations I was having in the DMs with people and talking to clients, it really started to become apparent to me, start to rise up in my spirit, that it was really time for me to step more into personal development and spiritual growth. And the reason is, even in Purpose to Platform, so much of the testimonials would be from women who were saying, I'm making decisions with more confidence and boldness. My spirituality has grown. Like, I have so much more conviction. I am, speaking up for myself. They were really more personal development things. Now, ultimately, yes, they impacted their finances. They made more money. They were launching businesses. They were doing all of the things. But the personal development stuff is what really fulfilled me. It's what filled my cup. It's what gave me energy. It's what excited me. This week's episode is sponsored by Ethos Life. Now, picture this. You're redefining wealth, reaching new heights in your career, building strong relationships, and living life to the fullest. But there's one essential aspect you might have overlooked. It's life insurance. It's time to talk about it because being prepared is the true key to growth and wisdom. Now, we all have dreams and we all have loved ones we deeply care about. For me, it's my daughter, Reagan, who is my greatest joy. And ensuring her future is one of my top priorities. Let me introduce you to Ethos. It's a life insurance provider that is changing the game. Because traditional life insurance can be so confusing and so time consuming, but Ethos is different. They've created a seamless 100% online application process, making everything easier for you. And here's the best part, no medical exams or blood tests needed. Ethos understands that your time is precious and they can cover you in just minutes instead of weeks. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that your family is protected. It's as simple as answering a few health questions online. Your future is just too important to delay. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and in most cases, get coverage on the same day. Visit patricewashington.com/ethos for more information. That's patricewashington.com/ethos. And there was a point where I just realized, like, I want to say around August, September of 2022, that was the piece I really loved. So I had to ask myself, do I keep going down the path of purpose to platform because I know it can make money? Or do I follow this nudge, this still small voice, this feeling in my spirit that I need to move in this direction? Which means for me, ultimately, I had to make the decision to release purpose to platform. Not saying that I'll never teach it again, but there was definitely something else I felt like God was calling me to do. And pillar mastery and mastery momentum are what I feel led to do in this season. And so I had to align with what I'm supposed to offer now. That is the epitome of chasing purpose, not money. So easy for me to throw purpose to platform together and serve another 100-150 women, but it just doesn't feel aligned for me in this season because where I am right now is creating a whole new understanding and awakening. And I believe it's why I've been led to do the soul detox and all of these other things, because there's a piece before we can get to platform and before we can really tap into our purpose. I feel like I'm supposed to show people about what it means to stop romanticizing reality and getting radically honest in these pillars and using that to fuel their purpose. So that might mean taking a step back. And I hope that inspires someone who's listening. If that's you, drop it in the comments, because maybe you've been trying to force something that your spirit no longer desires in this season. So another lesson, number three, that I've learned as a spirit-led entrepreneur, I would say is to pay for peace and stop funding frustration. Pay for peace and stop funding frustration. I have a full confession here. For years, I have hired based on emotions. I have hired simply on feelings, and that has served me really well. I have attracted many amazing, amazing, talented people to support me on this journey at different stages of, you know, building America's Money Maven and now redefining wealth. But I have not always honored those feelings when I recognize that a season is up. And sometimes we want things to go drastically wrong and become super toxic before we take responsibility for making a choice to end a partnership, a relationship of some kind in your business, something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And being a spirit-led entrepreneur is really teaching me that if I'm going to trust my spirit in the beginning, I have to trust it at the end. I have allowed people to linger because I was in emotion and feeling. I was making excuses for them. I was trying to romanticize and get back to the good old days when they first started. But now I'm funding frustration when really I set out to pay for peace, right? So the same spirit that said, hey, this is a good person, go with your feelings. Yes. When the feelings started to change, I didn't personally honor that. And so that's a big lesson for me in this season as a spirit-led entrepreneur is that, listen, you can have all the emotions you want. You can lead with your emotions. And you also need to lead with some evaluations, preferably in writing. You want to get those written warnings and all the things in writings, because if not, it's going to cost you down the road. And so while I appreciate that I'm spirit-led, I see how I haven't always honored that all the way around. And so that's just a lesson that I hope is a blessing to someone. And I wish someone would have pointed out sooner. And I think some of it is the fear of having to start over. Sometimes it is the fear of the overwhelm that might come from a missing team member and who's going to fill in for them. And what are we going to do with the tasks and all those things? Or I'm going to have to train someone else. And for me, sometimes it's honestly like, I don't know what they do. I just know I say I want this and it happens. And so having to figure out the middle piece, it's real. It's really been a thing. But as I grow and I mature in this space, that is a guiding principle for me that once I feel like I'm funding frustration, it's an invitation to look at whether I'm ready to give myself permission to move on. Because the truth is, liberation is not one-sided. I heard that in a Glennon Doyle book once, and I believe Elizabeth Gilbert told her that. And yeah, that liberation is not one-sided means essentially that when I liberate myself, I also liberate that person and free them to possibly go on to do what they're really being called to do in this season, right? Because sometimes we're trying to force it to be and to continue on when really they were just a blessing for the season they were supposed to be a blessing for. And when that time is up, we have to accept that the time is up. We don't have to wait for it to get toxic or nasty or mean. We just have to say, I feel it in my spirit. I'm getting frustrated. My intention is to pay for peace, so something has to change, and I'm willing to give myself the permission to do that. Have you realized yet that your purpose in life is constantly evolving? The thing is, it can only evolve, grow, and expand to the extent that you're willing to heal. That's why I've created a transformative 2-day event designed for high performers who seek to integrate their authentic selves in all aspects of their lives, because surface level success just won't do as you step into the next version of who you are and what you're called to do in the world. I'm hosting the Soul Detox on August 16th and 17th, and together we're going to place a special emphasis on reflecting on your current patterns, amplifying your genuine desires, prioritizing fulfillment over the facade of what you should do, and achieving actual tangible results. I believe our work together will have a profound impact on your life as you break out of autopilot, scale your potential, and set you up to attract the life you really desire. Plus, the space will be an enjoyable and supportive environment for new connections with like-hearted purpose chasers from all over the world. Together, we will laugh, dance, and likely cry, but we're going to do the work together. If this speaks to your soul and you want to detox and release what's no longer serving you so you can live fully in the pillars of redefining wealth, tickets are only $97 for 2 days of coaching, training, and co-creating a new blueprint for your heart's desires directly with me. So grab your ticket today at patricewashington.com/soul detox. That's patricewashington.com/soul detox. And the last lesson I'd say I've learned more recently as a spirit-led entrepreneur is that purpose isn't a solo endeavor. Purpose is not a solo endeavor. I think a lot of times when we think about purpose, we literally see it as just, oh, this is what I'm called to do and I need to serve someone else. But I really believe that greatness is not built in isolation. It's not created in isolation. And while coaching and mentorship is wonderful, I think there's also something to be said for networking with more intention, for partnerships, and for really having a few of those key people around you as an entrepreneur where you guys can show up powerfully as supporters of one another, where what they're doing is just as important to your business as what you're doing is to theirs. Like, there's true partnership. And I'll give you an example. I have taken this podcast as far as I could take this podcast. At the time of this recording, we are nearing 6 years in and nearing 17 million downloads. And I am so, so proud of that. And it's definitely thanks to you as OG listeners and purpose chasers out there. But I also realized I've taken myself as far as I could take myself, right? And in order for the podcast to grow and for us to see 25 million downloads or 50 million downloads or, my goodness, 100 million downloads one day, I had to like partner up with some other people. And so you guys may have heard me talk about it, or you may notice it on the cover art, that I decided to join my good friend, Anthony O'Neill, who's a friend of this podcast. And maybe you're here because you've seen me on his podcast, but we have been friends behind the scenes for years, in encouraging each other, cheering each other on, sharing resources, sharing information. And I literally was in DC at his studio doing an interview. And it got to the point where we were just talking, I think at lunch in between the interviews. And I'm like, I don't want to do this by myself anymore. I want thinking partners. I want someone else to put their genius on my baby and say, hey, look at what we can do. Look at where you can take this. And I just say that because I think for so long, or for so many of us, I should say, we think that we have to toil by ourselves. But God has already aligned us with great people who also have phenomenal vision. And we can tap in to their anointing, to their abundance, to their overflow, and hopefully offer them some of ours and create something magnificent. And so I'm really, really excited about this particular lesson, because in the true spirit of like honoring your spirit, Anthony said something and it just like, it clicked. Like, I want to be a part of something greater. And for someone out there who is also considering themselves to be spirit led, just understand that your spirit might be leading you to connect with other people. Don't run away from that. Don't be fearful of that. Of course, you need to vet and make sure that you're locking arms with someone you really believe in or companies that you really align with. But just know that to get to the next level, you're not going to be able to do it in isolation. And I'm really excited about being a part of the Neatness Network with Anthony and all of the other great podcasters. And you're definitely going to be hearing some of them right here on the Redefining Wealth podcast. And you'll see me more on some of those shows as well. So those are my four lessons in this season of being a spirit-led entrepreneur. And I really do hope it blesses you, because I really want us to be a community of people that feel good about following our intuition. That means you need to lean more into that faith pillar and spend some time in your prayer, meditation, journaling, your spiritual text, whatever that looks like for you. Doesn't matter what you say you believe in, just that you believe in something, right? But when you do that, allow it to lead and guide you. That is what spirit-led is all about. And I am all for following man's plan. That's why I have coaches. That's why I have mentors. But ultimately, I have to always default to the manufacturer. And I believe that the one who created me is always going to guide me, even when things don't seem like they're going in the right direction or it feels like, man, that was a bad launch. I always look for the lessons and the blessings. We have the power to tell any story that we desire. And I'm always going to choose a story that's more empowering and more uplifting and more affirming. And so any of these things are a lesson. There's no way that my spirit can lead me in the wrong direction, because as long as I'm moving forward, I'm moving forward. So I hope that this blesses you. Please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. You can hit me up on social media, Seek Wisdom PCW, and tell me what you learned, what you thought about the episode. You can share, tag me, all the great stuff. And I would say that's it for now. So until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. Talk to you later.